Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friend, New Year's goals. Are you struggling a little bit? It's now a couple weeks into January. If you're watching this in January 2020 and you're thinking, man, I missed the boat. Woo, I dodged the New Year's resolutions because now it's too late. But it is never too late. Kind of like we touched on last week. If you're not growing, you're not going to be happy. So we need to see growth in our lives to reach our ultimate potential and our truest level of happiness, joy, and satisfaction. If you're struggling, you can check out my website. I have a free program right on my website, CamilleBauer.com, and it is 4 days and four ways to turn your setbacks into setups. So if you kind of want a little bit more guided help, check out my free program on my website and let me know what you think. I also do mentoring, coaching if you want an interaction with me weekly or monthly. I do that as well, and you can also see that on my website. But today we're going to talk specifically about three ways that are going to help you achieve your goals. And I know it seems overwhelming at times, especially if you are not the person in your house that is the one, I guess, the caretaker in your home. If you're a caretaker in any aspect, it is so hard to make you on your list. If you are a caretaker, whether that's for children of your own, a sick spouse, grandparents, parents, you know, at the end of the day, I get you. I have been in that situation. But number one this week is, what do you want? Number one, you have to know what you want. Remember the story, Alice in Wonderland, and the Cheshire Cat says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And it's so true. If you don't take the time to figure out what you want in your life, it's going to pass you by. You're going to look back and be like, what happened to those years? And why didn't I do what I wanted to do? That's because it wasn't a focus. So number one, what do you want? Number two, why? That is huge. Your why is massive. Why do you want what you want? I mean, the world is full of people who are like, oh, I want this, I want to look like that, and I want this income, and it never happens, right? Why? That's exactly why. Number two, they don't have a why strong enough to keep them showing up for themselves to achieve the what. So you figure out what you want, and then why do you want it? That is the power. That step, not what you want, but the why of it, okay? Number three is, how are you going to get it? What steps are you going to take? And like I showed last week, the planner that I like to use, you can, whatever your goal is, you can write out your own baby step plan. Like we talked, you know, an inch matters. Little repetition of small and simple consistent steps reaps a huge reward. This reminded me of my husband, Todd. He gave a lesson at church on Sunday, and he talked about 1% better. And it was like the, I want to say, it's a Olympic cycling team, and this new coach came in, and he went through how to be 1% better. And we don't want to look at anything else but just hone in on that 1%. And they hadn't won titles for Olympic titles, and then they became a powerhouse in the Olympics in cycling. And I apologize, I wasn't going to speak to that this week, but it just popped in my head. So maybe God put it there for some of you who are listening to kind of grasp that 1%. The power of the 1% is huge. exponentially, it makes such a big difference. So, celebrate those steps like we talked about last week. Okay, I want to share a personal experience. When my late husband was sick with cancer, my baby was 8 months old when we found out that it came back. And you can imagine, like, this girl loves her fries, onion rings, and shakes, okay? Especially when I was sad. And I was sad a lot of days. And I found myself eating my feelings a lot. Clint was in and out of surgeries, you know, over the course of the last 4 years of his life. He had 12 surgeries. And I found myself about a year and a half into that, overweight even more than I was post-baby, miserable, like completely hating myself, hating who I was. Like, I didn't want to live anymore. And I got down on my knees, and the answer that I got was working out every day. So from this story, I want you to take away that no matter what it is, if you want to be better at bowling and that's your honest, true goal, like whatever it is, God can help you. Nothing is not beyond his grasp, his reach, but you need to go to him, whatever your higher power is. For me, that's my Heavenly Father and my Savior, Jesus Christ. But emotionally and spiritually, physically, they're all connected. You have to have a balance. And when you know you're part of something greater, you get strength and you get more power. And that's what I got. And it took so much effort. And I remember after like 6 months of this workout plan, looking in the mirror and not seeing any results. You know, it took 6-8 months and somebody finally mentioned, you know, oh, have you been working out lately? You know, I'm just like, yeah, like so much. But I celebrated those small little steps every week. So you got to know what, why, and how you're going to do it. You have to break it down into manageable, doable things, because you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get tempted. You're going to be completely derailed by your progress if you aren't celebrating the little steps that you're taking. I had no strength of my own to make that happen. I had to go to my knees several times and rely on God. And I want to remind you guys, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God is saying, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So don't forget that. You need to have hope at all times, and you have a beautiful, amazing life ahead of you. And I am the biggest advocate, and if you go to my website, Happiness Advocate, Camille Bauer, because you can be happy at any time in your life, and I can say that because that's the ground that I know I have earned. Dealing with a terminal cancer diagnosis, I learned that it is not about what we want our lives to look like. It's about what's currently in our life now, and we can find the good in every day. We can choose to be happy. It is a choice. It is 100% choice. Not when my life looks like this, when I have my number one, what do you want? Okay, when I have that, then I'll be happy. I lived in that cycle for a long time, and all it did was reap depression, anxiety, and hatred for who I was, because I wasn't getting my what, because I didn't do anything. I didn't have a why big enough. So take away this week that God will help you. He will give you strength when you've run out of your own. And that is a promise. And that is a challenge. If you're running into that, where you're running out of energy and you don't have it and you just don't know how you can possibly do this, if you have an earnest desire, if you have a what, God will help you figure out why and how. And I want to leave that with you guys, that nothing is beyond his grasp. Nothing is beyond his reach. And I tell my kids and my clients, you know, if it matters to you, it matters to your Creator. whatever that divinity looks like to you. And he or she is there. That energy is to help move you through your heart. God will visit you when you invite him, but he won't if you don't. And I learned, and I tried to do it myself a lot, and from my personal experience, take it from me, it is a lot harder by yourself to tackle big, huge things. But knowing that God was on my side was a huge asset to me to help be a catalyst for courage. So if you guys are struggling and you need more direction and guidance, again, if you're newer to listening to my stuff, I do coaching and mentoring. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. Hop on a free 30-minute consult with me. It's one of my most grateful and rewarding things that I can do, having gone through hard things, be able to help you get through your hard things. So anyway, next week, I'm excited to talk to you. But until then, bye-bye.